We need a standard in our life. Sometimes things get a little bit out of kilter. And every once in a while this morning, as we were getting ready to start Sunday school, I looked at my watch, and I think, Adam, did you look at your watch? No, it wasn't you. Maybe it was Marcel. Did you look at your watch? Oh, okay. But I know Silas looked at his watch, and I thought there was somebody else who looked at their watch. And all of our watches were a little bit off, right, by like a minute. It was your phone. Okay, I knew somebody else looked at something. And we were all off just by actually, I think it was a couple seconds that our devices were off, whether it be our phone or our watch or whatever. And sometimes we need that standard in our life. There is this little glass case in which they collect the standard kilogram. So if you wanted to know what the standard kilogram was, you would go back to the original, the standard, and you could test all of your measurements by that standard. And when it comes to the Christian life, we have a standard, something to guide our life. And as we make decisions tonight, us as a church family, we're going to make some decisions about the upcoming year. And it's important that as we make our decisions about the upcoming year, that we let the Word of God rule. And we let it be the thing that guides and directs our choices in life. Let's pray before we look into God's Word this evening. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much that you are our God, that you work in the world in which we live, and I pray that you might help the Word of God to be the thing that rules our lives, that will help us to make our decisions, the choices that we make, the road that we will walk. For it's in your Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we study through the book of Colossians, and we're looking at Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 17, it says, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you also were called in one body to be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with the grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Last week, as we finished up and as we finished looking at those new character traits that we need to acclimate into our lives, we talked about taking that new boot or that new shoe and putting it on. And whether it be any one of those character traits, tender mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another. And as we closed, we focused on the love of Christ and the forgiveness of Christ, about how if we have the love of Christ, forgiveness is a natural byproduct of that. Because that's what the love of Christ did, right? When he died on the cross for our sins, what naturally followed was the forgiveness for our sins. Christ forgave that debt that we owed. And so we talked about this last week, how when we turn around and someone has wronged us, and we are in a place and an opportunity where we have the ability to forgive them something far less than what we owe to our Father, we ought to forgive them for what they've done. And that ought to be part of who we are, And so as we think about putting these things on, we're breaking them into our life. It says here, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you also were called in one body, and be thankful. I want to focus in on that verse, that passage there where it says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. That word rule means to act as an umpire. Let your decisions be based on Jesus Christ and the way he would act. So as we are implementing these new things that we've put into our life, we need to let Christ's life and the example that he set for us, the image of the Father, be the thing that helps us make those decisions. Making decisions is sometimes difficult. And like I said, that word rule is like to act as an umpire. I would not want to be an umpire or a referee. There is someone that I work with, and when he leaves school, he goes and he referees volleyball games and baseball games. I don't want his job, because I remember what we used to do to the referees and the umpires when I was in Little League, and that wasn't a ball, that was a strike. And I'm sure he gets that night after night after night because he has those decisions to make. But in our own life, we have the same types of decisions. And sometimes we agonize over what to do and what direction we should go. We need to let Christ rule in our life. And as we are making these decisions, choosing, should we go this way? Should we go that way? Should we make this purchase? How should we treat this person? When do we say no? When do we say yes? Should we go out of our way to forgive that person, to show the love of Christ, make that phone call? We need to let Christ and the example that he set be the standard by which we live. Go back to the standard. We've got a lot of good examples. But when it's time to set our compass, when it's time to adjust our scale, to check our measurements, Jesus Christ should be the standard that we go back to. And we find that in the book. This morning, Pastor was talking about Joshua. He spent a lot of time talking about Joshua at the beginning. At the beginning of Joshua, I think we have a good example of letting Christ be the thing that helps us make our decisions. So if you'd like to take your Bibles and open to Joshua chapter 1. In Joshua chapter 1, I refer to this passage over and over and over and over again. When talking to young people, when preaching the Word of God, when teaching it, and this is something that I go back to, and I go back to, and I go back to. In Joshua chapter 1 and verse 7, it says, only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. As we look at this passage of Scripture, I have always pictured the narrow trail that Christ spoke of. For us believers who are on our way to glory, and we are following our Savior towards our heavenly home. We got a lot of decisions to make along this trail. A lot of forks in the road. And as we're looking in Colossians, life brings us challenges and struggles. And as we face them, those decisions on the journey of life, the roads that we are walking, sometimes those decisions make us anxious. But as we face those forks in the road, we have a guide. And if we follow the book, follow the example of the image that is of God, Jesus Christ, the author, creator, sustainer, savior of the world, and we follow that guide, that compass, those decisions become a lot easier because we're letting the person who already knows the way lead us. And so as we have decisions in life, what to do, where to go, how to treat people, what we ought to do, we have someone guiding the way. And so I hope that as we come to those life-changing decisions, those day-to-day decisions, the ones that are difficult to make, we need to stop, pray, be in the book, be reading the book, be living the book, and then let it show us the way to go. Let it show us the decisions to make. And we need to be obedient to follow the right way. As we prepare for the annual meeting, Barb's going to read something in just a minute about our church and the board and our meetings. We want God to guide. We want the Word of God to be the standard that we go back to. When I put this together, Colossians chapter 3, together a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago, and I didn't plan, talk about this the night of the annual meeting. I didn't plan that, you know. But when you're following God, He just directs. And He brings things together at the right time, at just the right moment, where His plan is going to work out perfectly. And those of us who know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we have seen that, we have lived it, we have evidence of that in our life, and nobody can take that from you. And we'll continue to let God guide and lead and be the rule and the standard. And if you question that, if you wonder if that's really true, I challenge you to put God to the test. Follow Him. Let Him guide your life. Get into the book. Pray. And come back 5 years from now and tell me if He wasn't faithful. He'll be faithful. The journey might not be easy, but He'll be faithful. You might feel like you're making the wrong choices, but if you let God lead, He'll be faithful. And you'll see the evidence of what God has done. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You so much for the Word of God that we can look into. We can let rule in our hearts. And Lord, I pray that as we meet tonight to discuss the business of the church, that You will let the Word of God, the example of Your Son, be our guide, be our standard. And Lord, I pray that you will just allow us to follow you prayerfully and carefully. I thank you so much for the Word of God, which helps us to make these decisions, for prayer, where we can ask you for wisdom, and then Jesus Christ, an example of a man who lived according to the book and did what was right. I thank you so much for all of that. For it's in your Son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.